Can you assess the balance of power in the NFC North, please?
Oh, God, the balance of power in the NFC North. I see your mic flag, and I understand what you might be talking about. Clearly, you know, the Vikings having Kirk Cousins in their midst and them being, I guess, what would you say, 10 possessions shy of making the Super Bowl, up 7-0 in Philadelphia, that's the, for them, that's the floor. So will they be able to surpass that? Will they be able to get a 7-0 lead deeper into this year's NFC Championship game or get a better lead with Kirk Cousins? That, to me, is the answer, questions the Vikings, and the fact that we're still posing it shows you how good they are. Aaron Rodgers is the biggest question mark, and it's that simple. The Vikings had an interesting September, and then their spark came from obviously having a terrific defense and a terrific coach and some really skilled offensive players who came to the fore with Case Keenum throwing him the ball. So all that said, their real chances in the eyes of many didn't materialize until Aaron Rodgers had his collarbone broken by Anthony Barr. So he's the biggest question mark. Will the Lions finally getting LeGarrette Blount as a runner and whoever else they might draft, might that provide enough balance offensively for them to break through? And then I don't believe Trubisky and the Bears are going to be enough of a big leap forward to be contenders in the division. But it is the Vikings' division to win and lose, depending on how Aaron Rodgers.
How about, you know, a 13-3 team that will look so different on offense with a new coordinator and a new quarterback? That doesn't always happen.
Yeah, I know. But Cousins is being paid that much money for a reason. He's looked phenomenal statistically in Washington. And I love Diggs, and I love Thielen, and I love, obviously, what Dalvin Cook might look like in a couple of weeks into the season, maybe, if he needs extra time to convalesce. A defense is good. Every single player that I've worked with that's played for or on the team with Mike Zimmer will run through a wall for him. And they clearly have the right staff in place. A beautiful building, great fan base. It's theirs for the taking, but the floor is a 7-0 lead in the NFC Championship game.